Hello, everyone. This is my live stream. Thank you for joining us today. For those of you all that can hear or those of you all who are going to be a part of the broadcast, I have a very special guest with me today, a brother in the Lord, and his name is Andre Jones. And we're going to do an interview with Andre today, and he's going to tell us how God brought him out of the darkness and how God delivered him and brought him into the marvelous light and how God brought him into the truth. And we thank God today for our guest. Andre's a young man, a man of God that's pursuing the things of God, loves God. And we're going to do a quick interview with him. Anybody that may have questions or comments, you may call in at 657. We know you have to dial a 1 first, but the number is 657-383-1400. That's 657-383-1400. You can call in at any time to ask Andre a question or to ask me a question or to make a comment. We would love to hear your input. We would love for you to sit back and listen to this powerful deliverance testimony of Brother Andre Jones. And we pray that something that he says bless you. And we're going to get started with our Andre. Thank you for coming on the show today, Andre. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Well, Andre, our first question that I want to ask you is, Andre, what made you decide to share your testimony with us today?
Well, what made me want to share my testimony is that it's really not no secret. It's to really wake up everybody from the dead and trying to bring people to Christ. That was about. It's not about me. It's not about nobody else but God. To let people that know if you're struggling about something that you can be delivered and you can overcome things by the blood of Jesus, though. You have to be open and have a mindset to want to change.
Hallelujah. So, are you nervous today about sharing your testimony, or is this something that you've been wanting to do for a long time and you feel like that what you have to say needs to be heard?
Well, it's a time, you know, for change. It's a time to speak. I've been healing for so many years, and so it's a time to speak it out now, to let people know.
Amen. Okay, my next question, Andre, is all the years you were going to services, because you grew up, did you grow up as a young man going to what we call church?
Yeah, well, I went through the Baptist tradition, and I was born baptized in the water, as people say, and I was going to church, and you know, when you go to their church and stuff, they got rules and regulations. Then you sit there and listen to the church and go. You see yourself not growing because you like, I hear the preacher talking, but you don't understand, you is lost. So after years of going through that, you reading different books and try to get understanding, you start finding out the truth. But then when you ask a pastor something about what do this mean? I get back to you, and you start saying he ain't doing that. Well, come to church Sunday, you'll learn all this or Sunday school, and you be lost than you ever been.
Amen. Amen. Because a lot of times the things that they're teaching us are traditional, and it's things from the flesh. It's not things that, and we can't, and growing up as a child, we didn't understand that people can't teach you something that they themselves don't know. And a lot of the pastors and teachers, evangelists, all of these people are traditional religious. They don't know things about the spiritual realm. They don't know things. They can't help you and deal with you about spiritual things because a lot of the people that are behind the pulpit have never really even been born again themselves. They've done just what you said, Andre. They went to the building. They did the same rituals you did. Went to the building, sat on the mourner's bench, got the Bible, went in the water, put the name in the roll book, and bam, you think you're a Christian. You think you're saved, but you're just religious. You haven't been born again. And a lot of them are, that's what they went through. So we can't expect for them to teach you and train you and equip you for this spiritual battle when they themselves don't know anything about it. And, okay, Andre, the second part of this question is, what happened that was a turning point in your life that made you see that just going through religious acts and tradition was not salvation?
Well, it's just like a lot of times you see people go to church, they preach it, then you see the true them, that it exposed them, and it's really not of them. And what made me just start thinking, though, that it's something in my life is not going right. I've been going through a lot of trials and tribulation and error. I never could really express myself to somebody. nobody, you know what I'm saying, to even ask somebody, because everybody well, just pray to God, but you don't know what to pray for because you ain't never really been taught in that situation. And they always well, go to church and ask the church to pray, and once you express yourself to the church people, you know what I'm saying, will talk about you, ridicule you, and then you like, huh? This church people. Your family member, but it's not family. And those are the ones that kind of, you know what I'm saying, throw you up on the road, too.
Amen. So what happened in your life one day to just make a light come on to just say, you know what, this is not salvation. This is not what I'm supposed to be doing. This is not of God. What was that turning point? What happened in your life that particular time and day to make your eyes become open that this is not of God, this is not salvation, it's more to God than this? What triggered in your life and what point happened?
Well, the thing is that in my lifetime, I've been going through a lot of fornication, heavily, very heavily. Going through that, used to go to sleep, get talk about demons and stuff, and just seeing that, it just used to scare me. And at any time, no one saying God could withdraw mercy from me at any time, and that by the grace of his love just giving me a chance, because I kept saying it had to be something inside of me that the Lord keep protecting me. He let me see in this, but he is protecting me from this. It would happen night after night, having sex, fighting, going through issues with the family. It just a lot of, no one saying, trial, tribulation I used to go through, and that I got tired of it. And one day, you know what I'm saying, I was talking to some of my friends, and I'm like, this ain't the lifestyle I want to just live, man.
Amen.
So one day I was working at Tyson, and I met this guy named Pastor Jake Williams. And
that's my husband, y'all.
he used to come to me and be like, you still reading the Word of God? Well, you know, the Lord coming. And I'm like, he never pressured me into it. I'm like, this is funny, because most people say God going to whoop you, you're going to go to hell. But he kept saying it and invited me. I was stubborn. I was very stubborn, very stubborn. I came a few times, and I still haven't got away from fornication. Fornication had been one of my biggest struggles in life.
Amen.
Because I was so addicted to it. It just, I've just been with so many women that, When you be intimate and soul tight, that it's hard to break that because you share a part of them, and it's hard to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to let go of it. Lying to women, telling women that you love them, that you gonna do this for them, and you know deep down in your heart before you get with a woman, you know what you're gonna do, and you know how you feel about a woman. See, love is shown. Love is just a four-letter word. You have to express it. If you don't have love from God, you can't show love to a woman.
Amen. Say that, brother.
That's where love come from. And so it just came up a time in my life that I had to, because it been a couple of times I could almost got killed. The Lord blessed me. I was with my friend one day, and we were down in Carter one day, and I was drinking at the time. He got kind of drunk, and the guy had chased me with a knife and stuff, and he could kill me, but by the grace of God, he protected me then.
Amen.
Going through a lot of trials and tribulations. When I passed out in church with low sugar, the Lord still protected me. He still gave me chance after chance, and I still was fornicating. I was still fornicating heavy, still doing the same thing. And one day, you know what I'm saying, last time when I had sex with this lady, and when I got back to the house, it was about around about 2:30, 3 o'clock. I seen this sex demon was on top of me, which is succubus, which a lot of people don't know that. She was on top of me the same way I'm looking at her. It's the same way the woman had did me.
Mm.
And so, you know what I'm saying, I got to stop this. Because every time I was doing it, it was just coming to me. And it was a time in my life for me to start changing.
Amen. Amen. That was a powerful, powerful testimony, Brother Andre. And I like the way you were so open with saying what you said about that fornication, because a lot of people are wrapped and tied up in fornication, and they don't realize the danger that it does to their soul, and with all of these different soul ties. And I just thank God for that testimony. And so that was your turning point. What do you see in your future with your walk with Christ?
Well, I see in my future that had to keep on praying and keep on reading. I think, you know what I'm saying, the Lord gonna bless me. I'm hoping it would be with a wife or either, you know what I'm saying, with prayer warriors.
Hallelujah.
You know what I'm saying, that, I won't have to be a father that I can be a leader, you know what I'm saying, to help somebody. Even with my job, though, my job is a blessing, though, because I work with older people. It builds up patience. You know, I talk to them about the Lord, though, trying to help somebody get delivered. And also, you know what I'm saying, be around brothers and sisters in Christ that they want to do right.
Amen.
They want to do right. Not to tear down people, build people up.
Amen. So, Andre, so you said your future with the walk with Christ. So do you feel like that God has a call upon your life?
Yes, I feel He has a call on me because of all the trials and tribulations I've been through, the Lord has protected me. And I'm wondering to myself, why did He didn't take me? It got to be something. I was so stubborn and caught up in my ways, upon the abundance and blind, that I couldn't see that the Lord is showing me something, but He also said, son, if you just come with me, I have something greater for you. That he loved me so much that He could took my life out of 35 years of all the things I had been going through, that I know He has something for me. He has something for us all, though. We just have to be willing and want it.
Amen.
It just some is more hungry than others, and most of it just we don't want to grow. We don't want to grow.
Amen. And we heard him, ladies. We heard him say he was praying for a wife. But I love the fact that he's praying for a wife because I want to see Andre walk in power and the anointing that God has upon his life. He can't just be with any wife, any woman. He needs a woman that's equally yoked with him, that has the same dreams, visions, and goals, and that's a helpmeet, not trying to usurp authority over him, not trying to outdo him, but to be his helpmeet. But she has to be a saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled woman, pursuing the things of God, love God with all her heart, that she can be a submissive wife to her husband, not a woman that come in and suck the life out of him and drain him dry and rottenness to his bones. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that, and Andre's praying and waiting on God, and I thank God for that. He's a Sullivan young man, and I thank God that he is, and so we thank him for that. That don't make him weak. That makes him blessed and makes him strong. The last question I want to ask, Andre, before we wrap this up is, what spiritual advice would you give other young men who may be struggling with some of the issues that God has delivered you from?
Well, if it's drugs, sexual, mental, fear, neglect, I tell a person to admit what you have a problem in first. And once you admit, talk to somebody that you can have confidence in. And to trying to get delivered from it, though, because mine was fornication and sex, that I was open up to tell people that I had this problem in addiction. Not to be scared what people going to talk about you or ridicule. They're going to do that regardless if you kiss their butt or whatever.
Amen.
But it's just a thing, you know what I'm saying, getting delivered over, getting healed over.
Amen.
And facial fear, when you get delivered, it don't make no difference because we all going to die.
Amen.
And we all ain't perfect, but through the blood of Jesus Christ, you know what I'm saying, that giving us a second chance that we can repent, that's the difference. Any struggle you have in your life, I tell a person, give it to the Lord. Don't be scared. Get delivered. Don't go halfway. Halfway, you might well not even bring up the word of God. You can't straddle the fence.
Amen.
You might well just go and get delivered on and get healed over. And once you give it to the Lord throw your sins in the lake of forgiveness. But the devil always bring it back because he don't want you to go to heaven. He wants you in hell with him.
Amen. Amen. So what would you tell young men that maybe your age, around your age, that what advice would you give the young men, spiritual advice from the word of God? What would you tell them the best thing for them to do as being a single young man, praying and seeking God for a wife, and to walking in the things of God? What advice would you give them?
I give a person advice to flee fornication, get your life in right with Christ, pray, and wait on it. And don't listen to mama, daddy, your friends, your church member.
Amen.
Oh, he's a nice or she's nice. Get it from the Lord.
Amen.
Get it from the Lord. Make sure you equal yoke. Don't do it because your flesh want it. Do it because God showed you, or he told you.
Amen. Because what will happen if they do it from their flesh, Andre?
It ain't going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty. You're going to suffer. You're going to hate yourself. You might go back into your old way. And, you know what I'm saying, God can't bless you because you didn't put trust in him.
Amen.
You got to build a relationship with God in order. You just can't go because the feeling where this a person nice, you've been together 4 or 5 years, y'all make a good couple. That ain't hitting no nothing.
Amen.
That ain't hitting no nothing.
Amen. So we thank God for that powerful testimony that Andre Jones shared with us today. And I titled this The Power of Deliverance. Because people really think that if you ain't falling on the floor, if you ain't spitting, hollering, and swallowing, then we didn't have a good time at church. We didn't have, no, that has nothing to do with all of that's emotion. All of that needs to be going thrown out the door. It is time for deliverance. It's time to keep it real. For those of you all who know me, I'm real 100%. I don't sugarcoat. I don't bite my tongue. I don't go around a situation or circumstance. I go right through it. With TNT blowing it up, everything on like God. So we thank God today for that powerful interview from Andre Jones. Andre, would you have any last minute words that you would like to say before we pray and go out?
Don't I can really say, make sure that your heart, your mind, your soul is with God, that you're not doing it because of mama, daddy, dad. This is something you want to do, that we all have free will. And there is a heaven and hell. Demons are real. The devil is real.
Yes.
And the thing is, there's so much stuff going on in this world that people are so blinded that we don't believe. We want to believe things we can see. But see, sometimes you got to believe things that you don't see, which is faith. You got to grow.
Amen.
This is not our home. This is not our home. We just didn't wake up out of a dream and just been put here.
Amen.
It's the reason why we're here. Either you're going to fight with God or you're going to fight with the devil.
Amen.
So everybody has to make their own choice what they want to do.
And your mind is made up, right, Andre?
Yes, ma'am.
His mind is made up. He's going on with the Lord. He's going to do what God wants him to do. I have my husband in the studio with us today. Before I dismiss, I would like to give proper respect to my husband, the man of God that God has placed into my life, my spiritual covering. And I love him, and I thank God for him. And so I'm going to give him a chance if he would have anything to say. Would you like to say anything, husband?
Yes, I'd like to say hello, everybody listening on this live broadcast on this radio. And God bless you once again to give you the word of truth, nothing but the truth. And I want to tell you, if you don't know Jesus, while you're still alive, it's an eternal damnation, it's hell and fire, will be burned forever. You will never get out of that place. What you join on the earth now, this sex, drugs, whatever your case may be, it's an end. It's going to come one day, and you don't know what it's going to hit. You don't know what time, the place, where, what it's going to do. You better be ready at all times and find your faith in Jesus Christ. Be born again, not just going to church. Church, we are the church.
Amen.
We are the body of believers. We believe in Jesus Christ. Be walking the power and anointing of Christ. But you got to be born again. People have to have the organic born again.
Yeah.
They don't want to change. You got to want to change.
Mm.
You can't keep going your same way and think you're going to make it to heaven. Paying your tithes, offering, that's not going to make you to heaven. God don't care about your money.
Thank you, Jesus.
God's the spirit. Satan is the spirit. We wrestle against not flesh and blood. Yes, you could give, or God put your heart to give. It's required for you. But He rather you have a sanctified, holy life, set apart from sin, and live and walk in the north of power, cast
yes.
out devils, delivering people, saving people's souls. People forget about souls.
Sure, dude.
It's about big money, big car, big fancy house. But if you die, you can't take none of this stuff with you.
Amen.
Your grave will be empty, a dead, empty body, full of maggots will eat your body up, and you will worm, you will die, and your soul going to hell forever, not knowing Jesus Christ, not knowing the Savior. You had a chance to get it right. He gave you chance after chance, and you said, Lord, you're not fair. He gave you, you free right, free will to choose him.
Yes, Lord.
If you go to hell, that's your fault.
Thank
We're here
you.
To tell you the truth. We don't try to sugarcoat it. We don't got no entertainment. Now, this is how the uncut truth is. If the Bible don't change for you or me, you receive it. If you don't receive, you're going to hell. That's all I got to say about that.
Amen. We thank you for that, Pastor. I thank God for my husband, a man, a real man in this day and time, a man of God that will stand up without fear, without compromise. He don't kiss up to nobody for no position. I thank God for that, you know, to have a man and walking in authority. A lot of people can't deal with a real man because we so used to effeminate men, men that's weak and women run everything and control everything and men back down and cower down. And when we have a real man in our midst, a man of God that stand up with power and authority and anointed by God, we can't handle that. That's that. He's called mean and harsh, you know. But I thank God for placing a man of God like my husband into my life, hallelujah. A woman that used to be bossy and controlling and used to running things. He knew the right man to put in my life to shut that down and cast that out. And I thank God for that. You know, it's a blessing to have a man, the head of the household, my head, and to live the life that he preach and teach about and not just try to get behind a pulpit and preach to other people but don't know how to take authority and be the man of God in his home. My husband is a man of God in his home as well as he is everywhere else. And I thank God for that. So it's a blessing today, the power of deliverance. And the call that's on my guest, Andre Jones, he's a good friend of my husband, and I, we love Andre. And, you know, like my husband was saying earlier, before I cut it down, he was saying how people don't care about souls. It's a sad thing before the powerful Almighty God that people don't care none about souls. People are built up in the buildings today, packed by the thousands, and all they're going to get is entertainment. Then after they get to get entertained and get preached to 15, 20, or 30 minutes or however minutes, go home, eat your chicken and macaroni and cheese, and have the same sinful, messed up life. And there's no change, no healing, no deliverance. And that's not of God. That's demonic. It's ridiculous. It's sad. It's sick. It's pathetic. And I just thank God for that, and I thank God for, you know, having a love for souls. If it's just one soul at a time, to disciple a soul at a time, whether it be at your coffee table over a cup of tea, where you teach the word of God, being led by the Spirit of God, and see that person, that soul being transformed, being delivered, healed, and made free by the power of God. That's what it takes, patience, time, and God's love. And I thank you all for joining me today. I thank you all for listening to this broadcast. I thank our brother in the Lord, Andre Jones, for joining us and for doing this broadcast and sharing his testimony with others. And I pray that something that he said or maybe something that my husband said or I said could be a blessing to you today and to stir up your mind, stir up your thinking, and make you want to, if you aren't saved, make you want to receive Christ as your Savior, walk forward in the power and the anointing and the call that God has called you to do. And know what God has called and chosen for you to do, because if you don't know, you'll allow somebody else to append some type of name, title, or some type of office for you to do that God has not chosen for you to do. I pray that something we said bless you all. I love you all in the Lord, and may the Lord continuously bless you. Until the next time, let me pray us out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this interview that you have blessed us to do today. We thank you for the souls of the ears that heard, Lord God, Brother Andre's testimony, but that they blocked Andre out, but they heard what his soul was saying, what his spirit was saying, Lord God, how you came in, how you delivered him, how you healed him, how you brought him out of fornication, you don't have to be wrapped up into fornication. You don't have to live the sinful lifestyle. You don't have to go to traditional places and just because your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, whoever else may be doing it, but that you have a chance to be free. You have a chance to be healed. You have a chance to be delivered. You have a chance to be used by the Holy Spirit, Lord God, to bring, engraft the sheaves, Lord God, engraft the harvest. And we thank you, Lord God, and we bind every spirit unlike the Spirit of God right now. We bind every Jezebelic spirit. We bind every Ahab spirit. Father, we ask you to touch these men, these limp, wimp men. We ask that you touch them, Father God, that you deliver these men so that they can stand up and be the men of God you called them to be, that they can walk in that power and that authority, that they can pray for their wives, they can pray for their children, that they can cover their children in the blood of the Lamb, and that they can teach their wives and their children at home the word of God, hallelujah, and stand up and be the house, be the head of the house. You can't be the head of the house, say you the head of the house, and then you go to, quote, the church, and your wife is running the church. That's perversion. That is perversion, and I bind that spirit of perversion right now in the name of Jesus. You didn't call no woman to be the head of the household. You called the man to be the head of the household as well as the head of the church. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God. Let your order, divine order, Lord, stir up these men, Lord God. Deliver them from the idol worship of sports and sex and drugs and black mouth cigars and running the streets looking for whoredoms. We bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus. We ask that you deal with these men's hearts. Andre is a young man, Father God, and you got a chance to shape him, make him, and mold him into the man of God you called him to be in these last and evil days. And we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for healing, for deliverance. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your anointing. For your power, hallelujah, because your anointing will destroy every yoke. We don't need yokes broken. We need them to be destroyed because anything broken can be mended back together again. We need these yokes destroyed in the name of Jesus. We need the men to take their place so that the little girls can have a father figure to pray over them, to teach them how a man is supposed to respect and love and honor and treat his wife. Hallelujah. We need women to step up to the plate, get delivered from trying to be a man, walk in, but learn how to submit, hallelujah. Learn how to submit to the authority and the obedience of the divine order that you have set up, that we can be chaste keepers at home, hallelujah. We can raise our daughters, hallelujah, in the fear of the Lord, letting them see mom live and be the example that you called us to be. Letting them see it walked out before them, not just go. It's not the pastor's job to teach our children. You said for the parent to train, not raise pigs, cows, and ducks, but train, teach, equip your children with everything they need in the spirit and power of God through the word of God. Train your children up in the way they should go, and they will not depart from it. But, Lord, we don't need to be hypocritical and tell our children one thing, and we live it like among us and hypocrites our own selves. The devil is a lie, hallelujah. Children need to see their parents live the life that God has called them to live. The devil hates family. He's trying to destroy family. He's trying to take down the family unit, hallelujah, but I bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I bind it in the name of Jesus, and I thank you, Lord, for what you are doing. Let each and every person that listens to this, Lord God, this testimony, let them take something and receive it and be blessed by it, be healed and delivered and move a little further and closer to you. We thank this in Jesus Christ's name. We pray. We love all of you all. You all be blessed. And until the next time, stay in your word. Stay prayed and fasted up. Seek the face of God. Pray for spiritual discernment. And I love you in the Lord.